shame on you.
Didn't want to disappoint you again. I'm sorry, 1898 Avenue. First, just to update Brian a little bit there. If there's been 50 calls so far in late June this year, that would be 100 calls for the year. And if there is a 70% expansion in the number of beds, then you can expect 170 calls a year. Be roughly one every 2 days. Sometimes they don't need the siren. I've been through this with my mother and my uncle. But sometimes they do. Sometimes seconds are important. So there's a definite impact upon the neighborhood. The market demand may be there, but that doesn't mean it has to be satisfied in that location. If it were a sufficient reason, it would be like Houston, which has no zoning. It does have historic districts and homeowner associations, but those are the only restrictions in the city of Houston. In Bethlehem, of course, we have something called zoning. And my final point is that the adaptive reuse of a surplus school was one thing. And anytime there's an adaptive reuse of an existing building in a reasonable manner, this is a good thing. But here we're dealing with something entirely different. This is no longer an adaptive reuse. It's an expansion of a, what's, well, let me put it this way. This is not zoned institutional. This is zoned RS, which, as you know, is the second most restrictive zoning residential district in the city of Bethlehem. The only one more restrictive is RR, which is sometimes called rural residential. So we're dealing here with an RS zone, and that is something, now it's a quite a different animal. It's not an expansion of something that you already granted. This is a completely different subject. Before it was adaptive reuse, now it's an expansion into an RS zone. And in my judgment, it doesn't respect the RS zone. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to testify from the audience?